Facility characteristics. Long-term care facilities are described by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, as facilities providing a spectrum of medical and non-medical supports and services to frail or older adults unable to reside independently in the community. Many LTC facilities must deal with cost pressures. These pressures may be present in an LTC facility regardless of its mission or profit status. Cost pressures lead to many restrictions associated with and outcomes resulting from measures undertaken to save money, including multiple occupancy rooms, shortage of licensed nurses and certified nurses' aides, low staffing ratios, high staff turnover, presenteeism, where staff are encouraged or pressured to work while sick, poor or non-existent training programs for staff, use of cheaper, less effective cleaning products and systems, supply restrictions. The infection preventionist, IP, can help drive person-centered care by developing and supporting an infection prevention and control program that promotes and incorporates cost-effective, evidence-based practices. Person-centered care is defined by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, as a means to focus on the resident as the locus of control and support the resident in making their own choices and having control over their daily lives. Similar to the presence of an IP on staff, a focus on person-centered care is required by the CMS for the facilities that fall within its authority to regulate. Key point: practices focused on providing person-centered care can reduce the risk of infection and decrease the need for expensive and invasive treatments and procedures, reducing overall expenses for a facility. No matter if such practices are required by regulation or not, the IP can help drive this focus through the implementation of an effective IPC program. The importance of a focus on person-centered care will continue to grow as the population of residents in LTC facilities in the United States is projected to grow over time due to population shifts, increasing life expectancies, and increased risk of physical and cognitive disabilities. Types of long-term care facilities and facility affiliations. This learning system focuses on three main types of LTC facility: nursing homes, skilled nursing facilities, and assisted living facilities. Nursing homes. Nursing homes are defined by the CDC as nursing facility, i.e., providing primarily long-term maintenance and restorative care for individuals needing support with their activities of daily living. A large percentage of certified nursing homes in the U.S. provide a combination of long-term nursing care or restorative services and skilled nursing services. Skilled nursing facilities, SNFs, skilled nursing facilities are defined by the CDC as facilities engaged primarily in providing skilled nursing care and rehabilitation services for residents who require such care because of injury, disability, or illness. A large percentage of SNFs are duly certified as both SNFs and nursing homes. In some states, these facilities may be called adult care homes. Two types of skilled nursing facilities that may pose specific challenges from an IP perspective are ventilated skilled nursing facilities, VSNFs. VSNFs are facilities that are able to serve individuals requiring short or long-term mechanical ventilation. Many skilled nursing facilities will have their own ventilated units. Swing bed facilities. In the United States, the Social Security Act allows hospitals that meet certain criteria, small size, rural location, to enter into a swing bed agreement, which allows the hospital to use its beds to provide either acute care or skilled care, depending on need and availability. Assisted living facilities, ALFs. Assisted living facilities are defined by the CDC as facilities provide help with activities of daily living, for example, taking medicine, using eye drops, getting to appointments, and preparing meals. Residents often live in their own room or apartment within a building or group of buildings. Key point: note that each of these facilities may also provide care for persons with cognitive comorbidities, such as dementia or Alzheimer's disease, in addition to other services such as hospice care. The scope of service provided may vary from dedicated facilities or facility wings for a specific disease to simply providing care for residents with cognitive comorbidities alongside other residents who are unaffected and anything in between. IPs should also recognize and understand the differences among various other types of long-term care facilities. Pediatric long-term care facilities. This may include care for individuals with medically complex needs and developmental disabilities, which poses unique challenges for infection prevention. For example, IPs in these settings may need to create standards for cleaning toys that may be shared among children. Hospice and respite care facilities. Hospice and respite care can be provided at dedicated facilities or as offered services. This learning system will discuss only hospice care in detail. These facilities may focus on comfort care and end-of-life care. One of the challenges in respite care facilities is providing care for patients across shorter timelines with rapid turnover. These facilities may function largely to provide care when familial caretakers need a break or are out of town. Long-term acute care. Long-term acute care facilities operate like hospitals and must have a hospital license. These facilities may have populations that pose similar challenges from an IPC perspective, such as caring for individuals on ventilators or dialysis. Others. Depending on state-specific designations, other facilities might include group homes and prisons, among others. Each of the facilities listed above may require similar IPC considerations as other LTC facilities. Typical facility affiliations. Similar to how there are multiple types of LTC facilities, there are multiple different ways that these facilities may operate: independent, freestanding. Independent, continuing care retirement community. Multi-facility organization, chain, hospital system, attached, hospital system, freestanding. Additionally, facilities may be state-run or privately owned and operated. Understanding the differences between these facility affiliations is unlikely to be crucial to successfully passing the LTC certification exam. However, the particularities may affect how you operate as an IP for your organization. For example, a multi-facility organization may have more shared internal resources or set operating procedures so that they can better ensure that each facility is operating in the same manner. A contrasting example would be an independent, freestanding facility, which may have fewer available resources and a simpler operating structure but may provide for easier access to leadership and improved communication channels. Understanding the type of environment your facility affiliation and ownership model creates is essential to your ability to perform your duties.